Welcome back to the podcast. Logan, what's the name of this podcast again?
The Logan Podcast.
If you're joining us for the first time, I'm just a dad here in Northern Virginia documenting the experience of COVID-19 quarantine with my 7-year-old son Logan through a podcast. It's been a challenging time all around, but glad we can take part in this exercise to both keep track of the passage of time and talk about how we're feeling. Logan, what episode number is this?
I don't know. The 12th or the 11th?
That's right. This is actually the 11th episode, which means that we've now completed 11 weeks of social distancing here in Northern Virginia and in many parts of the U.S. Northern Virginia has started to join the rest of the state and beginning to slowly open things up. I have to say, though, it makes me a little nervous to see outdoor bars and restaurants opening up again. And from what I have directly observed, there isn't a whole lot of social distancing or mask wearing going on at bars or breweries. So I understand we've all been cooped up, but there has to be a smarter way to handle this situation. This may be a real-life example of the concept of tragedy of the commons. Logan, do you know what that means?
No.
Not at all? Want to take a guess?
No.
Okay. Tragedy of the commons basically just means there's like a shared thing that multiple people are using, and it could take a few people to kind of mess it up for everyone else. So, for example, we have sort of a common area where we live, and imagine if all the dog owners kind of let their dogs pee and poo and not pick up after those dogs. That would ruin it for everyone else, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so that's also kind of what the COVID situation is like for us. But we'll see how that goes. Outside of COVID, this was also a really troubling, tense week across the U.S. On Monday, George Floyd, an African-American man, was murdered by a police officer while being restrained. And this has led to protests across the U.S., including in our area in D.C. Logan, I know you've seen Daddy watching clips and live streams of the protests, but do you understand what's happening?
Not really.
What do you think about it so far? What do you know about it?
I forgot what I know about it.
So there's a lot of anger and rage, and Daddy understands and can sympathize with it, but let's try to explain it this way, because I think this is important for you to at least understand is happening around you. There are good cops and bad cops. So not all police officers are like the ones you know who work to help kids stay safe at bus stops that we're friendly with, or who come around to school to say hello and give safety trainings. And in this case, on Monday, a bad cop in Minnesota used excessive force on an African-American man named George Floyd and essentially killed him. And this was captured on video and seen by many people. On Monday, it was George Floyd, but this type of unfairness has been happening for hundreds, if not thousands of years. And that's why people are so angry and sad. Remember when we were on the street and that random man yelled at us to go back home?
Yeah.
So imagine if that and much more wrong and violent things happened every day for hundreds of years to you, to your dad, to your grandparents, your great-grandparents. How would that make you feel?
Well, somebody would do something.
Well, what if nobody did anything? And what if the government allowed that to happen without punishing the offenders?
Then somebody would probably correct the government.
Hopefully, right? But what if it took time, and what if it was certain to happen to not just you, but to your children and your grandchildren? How would that make you feel?
Bad. Sad.
That's right, buddy. It's wrong and it's sad, and it also makes Dad very angry, and I'd be out there protesting too if I could right now, but I can't. Logan, everyone in the U.S. owes a lot to the civil rights movement, especially if we believe in diversity and equality as societal strengths. But, you know, as an Asian American, as a Korean American, we also owe a lot directly to the African American civil rights movement. Do you know that if we went back in time 80 years in the U.S., you and I wouldn't be allowed to use the same swimming pool as white people?
Because of segregation?
Yeah, I'm surprised you know what segregation is. Your school is doing a lot right, I guess. Yeah, because of segregation. And then do you also realize that we wouldn't be able to vote?
Mm-hmm.
You knew that?
Yeah.
Well, interesting. Well, it wouldn't be fair that we wouldn't be allowed to vote. And, you know, the rights that we have as Asian Americans in the U.S. are largely built on the fight and the struggle of African Americans. So no one just decided to give Asian Americans rights to vote and other societal rights and responsibilities. So Black-led organizations and protests have led to progress and greater equality, making it possible for those rights to be extended to other immigrants. And Martin Luther King Jr. isn't just a guy in a history book that you read about. It wasn't that long ago, you know? And we also, you and I, have our rights today because of his leadership and organization. And that's also why we have to support what's happening and voice our solidarity in this moment with our Black brothers and sisters. Do you know what solidarity means?
No.
Solidarity means standing with someone and supporting them. You understand what they're going through. Maybe you've experienced it directly or you've experienced something like it, but you support them and you want them to succeed. So we stand in solidarity with those who are hurt and affected right now. Beyond that, Logan, I think there will always be good and bad people of any color, profession, or category. So that's just how it is. Logan, I want you to be smart. You'll know injustice when it comes to you. I don't want it to, but it will happen to you. I hope it's not a police officer. And when it happens, be careful, but protect yourself and push back in a smart way. Make sure you have proof of what happened to you. If it happens to others around you, also be careful, but stand up and speak up. That's what we can do. That's what we have to do. I mean, whoa, this was pretty heavy, and this is what's going on around us, and I don't want to sugarcoat things too much. What do you feel when you see the videos or when you hear the news?
That you shouldn't do it.
Yeah. And we have to be a part of the solution, and we have to be on the side that helps people around us and fights for justice.
Okay.
Any other thoughts?
No.
We also have a very special guest today. Logan, who is it?
Dr. Zapatka.
And who's Dr. Zapatka?
He's the principal of my school.
Great. And excited to talk to him?
Yeah.
All right, shall we dial him up?
Okay. Hi, Dr. Zapatka. Welcome to the podcast. Can you introduce yourself?
Hi, Logan. Thank you so much for having me today. My name is Dr. Zapatka, and I'm the principal at Freedom Hill, and I am your principal, and I'm your brother Alex's principal, too. So I'm really excited to be here today. Thank you for having me.
What have you been doing at home in COVID times?
Oh my gosh. You know what? I've had a combination of a few things, Logan. Do you want to know the boring stuff first, or do you want to know the exciting stuff first?
The exciting stuff.
Well, one of the exciting things that I did was my wife and I adopted a new puppy. So we decided that, you know, my wife, Logan, she's a teacher too. So a lot of times we don't have a lot of time at home because I have to be at Freedom Hill all day and she has to be at her school all day. And we've never had a time to get a puppy and train him and teach him how to go to the bathroom outside and teach him all kind of tricks. So we thought, well, since we're home for a few months, let's get a puppy and this will be a really good time to train him. So his name is Toby and he is a Bernese Mountain Dog and Poodle mix. So he's a little mutt but he's brown and he's super cute and we're having a lot of fun. And then the boring stuff that we're doing, well, I don't want to say it's boring, but it's not as fun as having a puppy. We're having lots of meetings with all of your teachers. So I see Mrs. Huebner every single week, and I see all the teachers every single week, and we all talk about how we can make our school better, even if we're not in school. So that's some other stuff I've been up to. And we just, probably like you and your dad, we're on the computer a lot, on the computer almost all day. And sometimes I feel like I just have to get up and run for a little bit. But so some exciting stuff, some not so exciting stuff, but we're doing okay.
Glad to hear you got a puppy. There's been a lot of pressure at home on this end for that, but I don't think I'm ready for that yet.
Resisting. Yeah, it is a lot of work. It's a lot of work.
What is your favorite thing to do on a weekend?
Oh, that's a good one. What's my favorite thing to do? I'm not sure I'll be able to narrow it down to one thing. Can I maybe, Logan, tell you two or three things that I like to do on the weekend?
Okay.
All right. Well, the first thing I like to do is play my favorite sport. Do you know what my favorite sport is? Did I tell you at the beginning of the year?
I don't think so.
You don't think so? My favorite sport, well, I have two favorite sports. I have a favorite team sport, which is soccer. So I love to play soccer with my buddies once in a while when they're feeling up for it. And my favorite individual sport is tennis. And I really like to play tennis too. So if the weather's nice outside, I like to play soccer and tennis. And speaking of soccer, I really like to watch soccer too. I'm a big fan of the English Premier League. And I think I might know who your favorite team is. So I don't think I should tell you who my favorite team is because we might get into a little rivalry discussion.
Oh no.
Do you have a favorite soccer team, Logan?
Mm-hmm.
Are you willing to tell me who it is?
Maybe.
Maybe. All right. Who is it?
Tottenham.
Yeah, my favorite team, Logan, and I've been cheering for them for years, is Arsenal.
Oh.
Arsenal.
Oh, no.
Yeah. And I've been to the Arsenal Stadium 3 times now, and I love them. But I know that your stadium is newer and nicer than ours now, so that's pretty cool for Tottenham fans. But we have a good rivalry, don't we, Logan?
The only thing worse that Dr. Zapaka could have said was Chelsea, but you went with the worst option.
I did. And I think I've seen, I don't know if it was you, Logan, or your brother wearing a Tottenham shirt to school. So I knew it must be your whole family. And I cringed just a little bit, like, oh no, the Leeds are Tottenham fans. That's okay. So I like to watch soccer on the weekends, and I like to hang out with my wife, Logan. And sometimes we drive up to Pittsburgh because that's where my mom lives, and that's where my dad and my brother and my sister live. So sometimes we take a little bit of a road trip. And now I play with my puppy too, obviously. We take lots of nice walks, especially when the weather is like today.
What is your favorite food?
Oh, man. Oh, that's probably like the hardest question in the world, Logan. I think I have like 20 favorite foods. I'm going to give you my favorite food from a bunch of different varieties of food, because maybe that'll make this even more interesting. Let's start with my favorite Mexican food is enchiladas. I love enchiladas. My favorite Asian food is drunken noodles from Thai drunken noodles, because they're spicy. My favorite Italian food, probably either hot sausage or chicken parmesan. I really like that. My favorite American food is probably pizza. Let's be honest, everybody likes pizza. And what else do I really like? And I don't know if you've had them, Logan, but if you go to a Chinese restaurant, you can get fried dumplings. Fried dumplings are really, really good. I like fried dumplings. I think if I could have only one food for the rest of my life, it would be fried dumplings. But I think I would probably gain like 300 pounds from eating them so much.
Logan, out of all those foods, which ones would you like to share with Dr. Z, and which ones do you like?
My favorite out of Dr. Z's choices is pizza.
Pizza. Yeah. What do you like on your pizza, Logan? Are you a cheese guy, or do you like toppings too?
Cheese.
Yeah. Cheese is good. I had a slice of pizza for lunch today, and it had sausage and pepperoni and cheese. It was pretty good.
Logan, you're definitely a cheese guy in many ways.
Cheese is one of the best foods. We all love cheese, I think. This is fun so far, Logan. These are good questions. You're doing a really good job.
Is it different being a principal before and during COVID times? If yes, how so?
Oh, so different, Logan. Do you want to know the biggest difference? We really, really miss you and all the other students. That's the hardest part. Because if you would have asked me before COVID what was my favorite part of my job, I would have said that I get to see you all every single day and you make my life so happy and you make going to work every day so fun. So now it's hard to see you all, and I can come into your class once in a while and say hello and good morning, but it's just not the same. So I hope in a few months here, we'll get everything straightened out and we can get back in the building. And I know all your teachers feel the same way. They really want to see you again. It's just, it's really not the same seeing you on a webcam. They want to give you high fives and hugs and do PE and art and music with you, and everybody misses you. So hopefully this fall, we'll be able to come back to school.
That reminds me, Logan, what was your first memory of Dr. Z when you saw him at school the first day? You walked in the door, and what happened?
I forgot.
Oh.
Was I standing there in the doorway? I was probably giving out high fives, huh? Did I give you a high five? Yeah. I think I had about 600 high fives on that first day. That was pretty cool. That's one of my favorite memories.
Oh. Do you like being a principal?
Do I like being a principal? Yeah, it is the best job in the world because, number one, I get to see kids every single day. And number two, Freedom Hill has the best teachers in the world. And I know you know that, Logan. So being a principal in a school that has amazing teachers and friendly teachers and hardworking teachers makes it pretty cool. And I just love Freedom Hill so much. I loved my last school out here in Leesburg, but Freedom Hill is even better. And I hope no one from my last school is listening, but I really, really love coming to work every day. What do you think about Freedom Hill, Logan? What's your favorite part? I'm going to ask you some questions now.
Lunch?
Yeah. Now tell me this. Do you pack every day or do you eat school lunch?
I'm pretty sure I eat school lunch every day.
Yeah. What's your favorite school lunch that Mr. Mawson makes?
I like the pasta with garlic.
Oh, man. That reminds me that garlic should have been on my list of favorite foods. Garlic is like my favorite seasoning. I like to put garlic on everything. Garlic on pasta is definitely a good choice. What's your favorite specials class, Logan?
I like music and PE.
Yeah, who's your music and your PE teacher this year?
My PE teacher is Ms. Trzynski and Mr. Dowling. Yeah. And my music teacher is Mr. Edwards.
Very nice. You got a good crew. You got a good crew. Sorry, I know you're the interviewer. I shouldn't be asking questions. I was just curious.
What is your favorite memory this year?
Oh, that's a good one. That's a good one. I think I have three, and I already told you the first one. You remember what I said?
Uh-huh.
What was it?
When you got a lot of high fives.
Yeah, on my first day. The other memory I have of my first day is, do you remember the principal who was there before me, Logan? Ms. Morgan? Do you remember Ms. Morgan? Mm-hmm. She was there at the very beginning of the year. Yeah, she was a really nice lady. Well, she had every student in the school, you included, write me a letter. And when I got there on the first day, she handed me a big book. It's actually right here. She handed me this huge book. Look at all these letters from all 600 students in the school. And I went home that night after my first day and I read through every single letter that all the students wrote. And on that first day, Logan, I have to admit, I was really nervous because my last school, I really, really liked it, and I was kind of sad to leave. But when I went home and I read all those letters from the Freedom Hill students, I knew I had made a very good choice, and it was exactly the kind of school I wanted to be at. So that's probably my second favorite memory of the year. And then my third favorite memory of the year is getting taped to the wall, because that was a lot of fun. Mm-hmm. And then you all coming around and taking pictures of me taped to the wall. I could tell how excited everybody was, and that's why I remember it so fondly.
How many rolls of tape did that take?
Oh my gosh, Mr. Sesney went through about 6 or 7, I think.
Oh wow.
Yeah, it was a pretty significant operation.
If we did that at home, Mommy would say that was a waste of tape.
It was for a good cause though, Logan. You all raised so much money.
Did you want to be a principal when you were a kid?
That's a really, really good question. And to answer this question, Logan, I have to tell you a little bit about my family. Almost everybody in my family works at a hospital or at a doctor's office. So my mom works at a hospital, my grandma and my grandpa worked at a hospital. Now my brother and my sister both work at the hospital. And so when I was growing up, everybody thought that I was going to be a nurse or a doctor or a paramedic or someone who worked at the hospital and helped people. And I thought that too. And I went to college and I thought, oh, I got to take science classes and I got to take biology and chemistry. But then one day when I was in college, someone told me, they said, Nick, you should go study abroad. And I got to, for an entire year, I got to go to a country, Logan, called Germany. Have you heard of Germany? Yeah. It's a country over in Europe with very nice people. And when I went over there, it was the first time I had left America in my life. And I discovered that there was a whole big world out there to explore and lots of amazing people to meet from all over the world. And I decided that I wanted to work in a school because not only do I love kids, I knew there were schools out there where kids from all over the world go to school. And that's one of the reasons I decided to be a teacher. And then somewhere along the way, after being a teacher, I thought, oh, it'd be pretty cool to be a principal too. So I'll go for that option. But when I found Freedom Hill, that was one of the reasons I wanted to be the principal of our school, because we have kids whose families are from everywhere. And that's one of my favorite parts of my job, is just meeting people from all over the world. So that was a very long answer to your question. But when I was growing up, I did not want to be a principal. But now I'm super glad that I am.
Logan, that's really interesting. And the only exposure that he's had so far to Germany is Bundesliga. And
yeah.
It's basically been a good example of how not to play soccer aggressively. So yeah. Way too many passes, not enough shots on goal. So
conservative league. What I will say about the Bundesliga, Logan, is they have the coolest fans in the world. And if you go to a Bundesliga game, no one ever sits down and everybody sings the whole time. And it's very, very fun. I lived in a city called Cologne, and their team is called FC Cologne. And I used to go to their games, and it was so fun. Everybody was very rowdy, and they loved to cheer, and they never sat down for the whole game.
Where did they sit?
Their chairs were there, but they were such enthusiastic fans that they decided that they loved soccer so much that they couldn't even sit down. They were so excited they had to stand up the whole time and sing their songs. So that was pretty cool.
So Logan, Dr. Z didn't know that he wanted to be a principal until later in life. So what is it that you want to be when you're an adult?
Pizza chef.
A pizza chef, wow. So tell me this, Logan, do you like pan thicker pizza, or do you like thinner pizza? Like thin and crispy?
I like thick.
You like thick pizza? Yeah. Maybe one day, I don't know if you've been to Chicago yet, but they have some really good Chicago deep dish style pizza that you'll have to try one day.
When I have pizza, I usually like to eat the crust because it's very big.
Yeah. Do you eat just the crust, or do you eat the crust after the pizza?
I eat the crust after I eat all the other toppings.
I'm glad you eat the crust, because some people don't eat the crust and they throw it away. And I never really understood that, because I love the crust. So I think you're on my side here.
Sometimes when I eat the pizza, when I'm close to eating the end, sometimes I just eat the pizza and lick off the tomato sauce so I can have more crust.
Yeah. I wonder one day if you'll open your own pizza your own pizza restaurant. Wouldn't that be cool?
Well, you can't eat all the pizza. You have to share it with other people, Logan.
Oh, yeah. That's true. That's true. Even your brother.
But once I do it and it's closed, I can probably go home and make it myself.
It's true. You could take pizza home to your family every single night. I hope they wouldn't get sick of it.
Remember, Daddy, when that happens, okay?
Now I'm a little bit hungry, Logan. I'm just thinking of pizza now. So I had pizza for lunch, but I'm eating some more.
Any message you would like to share with students, families, or other listeners of the this podcast?
I think I would just share that, you know, this pandemic, Logan, and you know this, it's pretty crazy. And this is not something that is going to happen every year. And this is something that we're going to remember for a long time. And I think I would just share that I'm very, very proud, not only to just be your principal, but to see how well everyone is doing throughout this COVID thing. Because Logan, when we left school in March, it could have been very different. People could have not come to class, and the teachers could have said, well, I don't want to be a teacher anymore. This is boring. I have to be on my computer. And all the students, they could have said, you know what? I'm just going to sleep in. I'm not going to get online and see my classmates. But guess what? Nobody did that. All the teachers are still at work. And all of the students, I think 99% of us are still coming to class almost every day. And I am so, so proud. So I would want to say thank you to all of our teachers for doing such a good job from home. And I'd want to say thank you to all of our students for being so, showing so much grit and showing so much perseverance and sticking with it. And then I would want to say thank you to all of our moms and dads, because they're doing a lot of work at home, because they're still working and they're making sure you're getting all your work done. And that's a big job. And all I have is a puppy and I'm so busy. I can only imagine how busy all the mommies and daddies are. So I would want to say thank you to them for holding it together as well and doing their best. So we're all better together. And that's the name of the game this year. We're going to push through, right, Logan? Do you remember our assembly? We're going to push through. Yeah, that was a good one.
As parents, I will say we've all, I think, learned that we're not qualified to teach elementary school curriculum. But more than anything, just really grateful to the staff, teachers, and administrators for just modeling a lot of just positive traits and behavior. So there's a lot of learning that's happening both in and out of the curriculum. And so just really grateful to see all the flexibility, creativity, and just dedication. And, you know, we all feel it. This has been a team effort, just confirms all that. And so just really grateful to you and all the staff and the teachers. So hopefully there's a fall that's a little more normal, but
yeah, we hope so too. We hope so too. But Logan, I want to say that how proud I am of you too, because there's not many kids out there that started a podcast over the long break. So I am, that is really cool. I've listened to a few episodes and they're so fun to listen to. So that was pretty awesome that you took a risk and you jumped in with your dad and you're making such cool podcasts. You've had some really neat guests too. It's been fun to listen to. So way to go. Keep it up. You're making us very proud.
And some of the guests are students from Freedom Hill.
I know. I know. It's been so cool.
Logan, any more questions you have for Dr. Z that you didn't get to ask or just thought of?
Do you like fossils?
Do I like fossils? That's a really good question. I'll tell you this, Logan. When I was growing up, my little brother, he's 3 years younger than me. So not too much littler. But he was a huge, huge dinosaur fan. When I was growing up, I was a history fan and I read everything about history, like the Civil War and World War II and all kind of history. But my brother loved dinosaurs and he would watch Jurassic Park almost every week. So I think I know every line of Jurassic Park. And I know if you could show me a picture of a dinosaur, I would probably know which dinosaur it was. And because we knew so much about dinosaurs, I did know a little bit about fossils. But I can't say I've ever gone out and found a fossil. But fossils are super cool. I love that we can see things that lived on Earth thousands and thousands and even millions of years ago. So I take it, since you asked that question, that you like fossils. Do you like fossils?
We have fossils here.
Do you? Do you have a collection?
Dad has a lot of shark teeth.
Uh-huh.
And whale backbones.
Wow, that's pretty neat. Yeah, you have to show those to us sometime.
Yeah, there's a couple spots maybe about an hour away where there's some exposures from a couple Ice Age eras. And so you can just kind of walk the shore and find
cool. Photos.
Yeah.
You have to send us those locations.
Yeah. It's random, but kind of interesting.
Daddy, nice. Did we see like a crab or a lobster?
Yeah, but that wasn't a fossil.
It was alive.
That was a live one. Yeah, not a fossil yet. It's going to take a little while.
Well, I know it's a nice day. You have a puppy, so I know you're eager to get back outside. Thank you. Thanks for joining us. Logan, do you want to say thank you to Dr. Z?
Thank you for being on the podcast.
You're welcome, Logan, and thank you for inviting me. I had a really fun time.
Bye.
We'll see you later.
So, Logan, how'd you like the conversation with Dr. Z?
It was fun.
Why was it fun?
Because I got to talk to the principal of the school.
You miss your teachers and your principal?
Yeah.
Well, hopefully you get to see them again once the summer's over. And also, we're just really grateful that the teachers and the administrators have been so dedicated to being flexible and just working to be creative and just very resilient. And like Dr. Z said, just showing a lot of grit. And we talk a lot about a grit at home. And I'm glad that your teachers and your principal is displaying that in spades. So that was great. So the stuff we talked about in the beginning was a little heavy, huh, Logan?
Uh-huh.
Well, I'm glad we talked about it. And I guess the weight of that made me almost forget that we hit a milestone this week. We took the training wheels off your bike.
Yay!
Congratulations, little guy. How was it?
It was fun. But the first time I didn't like it that much because I fell a lot. But the next time I got really good at it when I didn't fall very much. That's why I biked the next day too. And I guess if I want to bike today, I will.
Awesome. Yeah, you're doing great. And I'm glad that you and your brother are both on two-wheelers now. And also, I guess it was fun to watch that SpaceX launch. What'd you think of that?
It was fun, but I didn't like when they did the countdown. I wish they fast-forwarded it.
Yeah, we had to wait about 20 minutes. And it was exciting to see, and a little bit of a shiny distraction from all the turmoil happening in the U.S. And I have to say, I'm a little jealous of the astronauts leaving all this COVID stuff and all the racial tension behind for 4 months. So Godspeed, gents.
4 months?
Yeah, those astronauts are, they probably reached this International Space Station now and they're going to be there for about 4 months.
Why? For 4 months?
Oh, they have some experiments and things to do up there. Would you like to go up to space?
No.
Why not?
Because I don't like going in space because it seems weird.
Well, Daddy would like to go to space, so there's always that. Before we end the podcast today, Daddy wanted to share a quote because I think I've been feeling a little down about some of the things that are happening and wake up feeling just kind of upset by everything that's happening. And so there's a quote that I want to share with you, and it's by an author and an activist that I don't know quite well. Her name is L.R. Nast, and I don't know enough about her politics or enough about her writing to say I agree with her on most things, but I do know that this quote moved me, so I want to share it with you, especially in the face of some of the tough stuff happening right now in the U.S. Do not be dismayed by the brokenness of the world. All things break, and all things can be mended. Not with time, as they say, but with intention. So go. Love intentionally, extravagantly, unconditionally. The broken world waits in darkness for the light that is you. I really like that, Logan. So how should we end the podcast this week?
How we usually end it.
And how's that?
I'm going to say stay safe, stay sane, and wash your hands. Bye.
Okay. Sounds good to me. Stay safe, stay sane.
and wash your hands. Bye. If I ruled the world, imagine that. I'd free all my sons. I love them, love them, baby. Black diamonds and pearls. Could it be that you could be mine? We would both shine. If I ruled the world, still living for today in these last days of time. Bye, bye, bye.
If I ruled the world, imagine that.